President Donald Trump's pick to head NASA got a rare second bite at the apple after his nomination for NASA's top job was yanked, only to be re-nominated last month as NASA administrator. Billionaire spacewalker Jared Isaacman appeared for a confirmation hearing in the Senate Commerce Committee. He said the space agency needs a leader as it works on another big project.
After more than a half century, America is set to launch NASA astronauts around the moon in just a matter of months. This is a challenging endeavor, to say the least, and one that requires full-time leadership.
Isaacson, a billionaire tech entrepreneur and Elon Musk ally, was days away from confirmation last April when President Trump abruptly pulled his nomination amid a high-profile blowout with Musk. Trump had said it would be inappropriate for Isaacman to head NASA because his close relationship with SpaceX CEO Musk created a conflict of interest. Isaacman pushed back on that claim at the new hearing.
It's funny that in a world where everybody has a phone with a camera on it, there are no pictures of us at dinner, at a bar, on an airplane, or on a yacht because they don't exist. My relationship with Mr. Musk is the fact that I led two missions to space at SpaceX because it's the only organization that can send astronauts to and from space since the shuttle was retired. And in that respect, my relationship is no different than that of NASA.
During his testimony, Isaacman stressed the urgency of putting American astronauts back on the moon before China gets there, framing it as a national security issue.
This is not the time for delay, but a time for action. Because if we fall behind, if we make a mistake, we may never catch up. And the consequences could shift the balance of power here on Earth.
He says Artemis is the key to beating China to the moon, referring to a multi-billion-dollar effort involving private companies and a moonlander from Musk's SpaceX. Isaacman says it's important for the U.S. to realize the scientific, economic, and national security value of the lunar surface.
There is helium-3 on the moon. Not a lot of it, but certainly more than there is here on Earth, and that is predicted to be a more efficient source of fusion power. Now, I mean, our foreign policy and wars have been fought for a century over sources of power. To get that wrong could have implications here on Earth that could change the balance of power.
Committee Chair Ted Cruz says he hopes to see Isaacson confirmed to head NASA by the end of the year. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.